Boy W. You know, you don't hear these notes from the national motherfuckers in the black church. I was raised in the military. I sit up down and start on the Nazi Tuesday testimony service. For those who don't know about a Tuesday testimony service, it takes place every Tuesday night in the Tennessee International here at the Dallas Fort Worth Metroplex area. 8 o'clock Central Standard Time. The standard time for most folks is your guest at about 10 o'clock. Regulation of a story and information, all that we need. It's all the team. Everybody comes forward to help us continue to support the illumination of the power of God. As we bring forth this Tuesday night testimony service, we've been on for about 5 years now. All of you are catching on. Don't forget to go into our actual new Facebook channel, our business channel. Check all the information about the website, what we do here at HMLC, all those who are part of our weekly program, as well as our actual guests that come to the country, nation. If you got your chance to join us, we'll come right back into the Word as we ask you to go in prayer and testimony of the power of God, revelation, illumination, transformation that God always presents for us in our life. We go forth, continue to do what He's called us to do. Let music us by itself here just a bit. Give me a few minutes. We'll be right with you guys. We're going to open up in prayer and we're going to hear what the Word of God has to say. It always is coming. For those who are calling in tonight, the number calling is 929-477-1191. If you're invited to the studio, any questions or answers or prayer requests, you can do all that by pushing the number one dial, the number one button on the IC keypad. That'll get you out of the studio. One of the engineers will see you, and they'll put you on the head. We'll be right to you here in just a moment. Something that God's put in your heart for you to address with us as we go forward and hear what the Word of God is speaking on this particular afternoon here at HMLC. God bless you guys. Give me a few minutes. We'll come right back. We're going to open in prayer. We're going to hear what the Word of God is speaking. That's coming from the King. Father God, we thank you. We bless you. We honor you for this opportunity to come before your throne, Father God, even as we begin to put ourselves in position to let ourselves be wheeled over to you, Father God, as we begin to give you grace and ask you for the mercy, the power, the wisdom, the knowledge, and direction as we move forth on the night. Father God, we ask you to open up the airwaves, not only airwaves, but the minds and the hearts of the people. That he who has an ear, they will hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. It's always just coming from the kingdom of God. We thank you. We bless you for every opportunity we get as we come before your throne, Father God. We ask you to give us the wisdom, the knowledge, the illumination, the direction, and what you already declared according to your word, Father God, according to the Spirit, knowing it to you, Father God, that everything and all things are already made possible for the work that you have done on the cross. Father God, we thank you. We bless you for this opportunity in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we pray, Lord, amen. We thank God for all the men and women of God that's a part of our team. We want to ask you to pray for the man of God, Dr. Albright. He's down in Kenya with Bishop Jim Minor. And he left out going out to Kenya here on yesterday. Got a late call from him. Of course, you know, a time difference is about 6 hour difference. We got a call from him to keep him in prayer as he goes over to that particular area of the region of the country and bring forth the power and the illumination of God's word as he always do. As you hear him on the station, we thank the man of God for Elder Kerry Williams is a part of us. It's always been a part of the work we're doing here, one of our pillars here at HMLC, which is Harvest New Life Church. Also, the man of God, Prophet Kurt Denny, where you get a chance to see him or hear from him on our actually Wednesday night show that takes place here at HMLC. And to the beautiful woman of God, Pastor Patty Oz, what can I say about her, the work she puts up with me and the work she has to deal with, the things I have to just kind of discern through the Spirit. It's a process that we all go through as doing the work of the kingdom of God. The testimonies are when you're doing this work, there are all kinds of things that come at you, possessions, demonic spirits. You know, you just got to be able to stand forth and see the will and the power of God and the call He has put in your life. And believe me, you're going to find out if it be of God and if it be of man. But we thank God for you joining us on this particular afternoon here at HNOC. As we know, we always pray for the nation. We're always praying for the children as they go back to school. We're going to be doing that. We're going to be praying for the mayors. We know a lot of things are going on in the White House. This whole country is now in a disarray of division. And we're trying to know what most of you have actually been a part of your actually radio programs or TV programs. You see what's going on in the White House and how God declared, decreed that, you know, at a time that he will bring things in his the power of his word will come to fruition, and everything that dark will come to light. And we've seen a lot of things that come to light, so we're going to pray for them in the White House. We're going to pray for the police department. We're going to pray for those who just diametrically oppose the work of the kingdom of God and the work that the men of God are doing here on earth to make things proficient in the way it should be, not by the itching of ears, but by the declaration of the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit. So, Father God, even as we start off on this particular afternoon, Father God, we ask you to give us the strength. If we could begin to speak in tongues, speak in prayer, speak in a heavenly language, we just hear the son, Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, even as we declare and we decree, Father God, we ask you to go into our streets of all the young men and women, Father God, as we approach that time of going back to our school system. We ask you, Father God, for the presence and the power of deliverance through the Holy Ghost. Father God, your word is declared to suffer every one of the young children that come unto you to forbid them not as such of the kingdom of God. We place and declare and decree anointing upon their life, that even they go into the school system, Father God, there be great flashes of power, of demonstration of walking upright. Your word is declared, if we walk upright, and if we begin to teach the men and women of God how to walk upright. You said no good thing you would hold for those. Bless the teachers as they prepare themselves to come back to this school year. Father God, look over every one of the students, Father God, over the administration staff, even those who actually govern the public system as well as the private system, all those who are actually tutoring their children at home ministries, Father God, look over them, touch them, bless them, keep them by the power and the presence of your Holy Spirit. Father God, we ask you to put a hedge of protection of illumination around them. Let the word of God begin to discern. Decree and declare in their life, Father God, even as we go forth, we command in the spirit, Father God, that every phantom, every demon, and every devil, everything that's a part of your kingdom that's not right, Father God, we ask you to loose it by the power and authority of the Holy Ghost. And Father God, even as we begin to pray, Father God, we ask you for every city to come under subjection of the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit. Let your word begin to rule, let it reign, let it convict, let it arrest, Father God, let it move in such a way, Father God, that it will begin to shut down every negative thing that's not like God. Oh Lord, we decree right now in the name of Jesus, as you begin to look over the very legislation system, all those who govern the very White Houses, all those who govern the very community mayors, the governors, all those in the land, Father God, we ask you to bring them together, one accord, touch their minds, touch their hearts, touch their family, Father God, even in the midst of the things that don't seem right in the eyes of the people from the public standpoint of view, Father God, you're constantly working behind the scene to make the authority and the power of your presence, of your Holy Spirit come to fruition. Father God, you said those who thought of evil against the work of your doing, Father God, you are turning to good. And I believe in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you go into the hearts of these men and women, God, those who make a decision in these very public systems, these very counties, these very areas, these zoning laws, Father God, touch them in the name of Jesus. Let them have a revelation to realize and understand that you are God, and besides you, there's no other. We move in the name of Jesus according to the word, according to the purpose and the power, even in the midst of this mid-season election, Father God, touch the man and woman of God. Let them line up according to the word. Touch the minds of all the hearts of the individuals, Father God, who seem to be on one accord in a different way, Father God, as they be subsided to be in one direction, Father God. We ask you to bring the division in the country back together to be as one. Father God, make us whole again. Your word is declared, decreed according to the book of Psalms 133. Out of the mouth of Aaron, Father God, you say how good it is for men to dwell together in unity. We pray and declare and decree that we have an area of the book of Acts chapter 2 where we'll be all on one accord, Father God, lacking nothing in Acts chapter 4, that we are knowing, understanding, and realize all of our gifts to come together to bring the fruition and the power and the presence of your Holy Spirit in the lives and the hearts of all the people. Lord, let us be a beacon system in the season that we're in by your manifestation, by your power, by your grace, by your word. truth. You have transformed and changed and illuminated men and women of God on the earth that declare to bring the word, Father God, as young ambassadors, Father God, in the land, Father God, that we will command and declare and speak. According to Romans 4:17, it called things that be not what they were. Knowing through you, Father God, that everything and all things has already been made possible. Oh, Father God, I thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Touch the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit as we begin to move, Father God, in the area of all the things that's in the streets, Father God. It's not right. We're going to the police station, Father God. Trust the man of God, the captains, the officers, all those who roam the streets and call the law in position, Father God. Let them have the mercy and grace and know and understand and realize, Father God, that these men and women, God, that they come across a man and woman, God, just like them, that have family, fathers, homes, mothers, sisters, and brothers. And Father God, I believe when they speak to them, Father God, let anointing come out of their mouth, that they would ask them a question. They want to be saved and declare and decree that they may walk upright according to the rules and the regulations of the kingdom of God, that even they didn't even speak to them, Father God, they would know and understand you are befriend them, Father God, in such a way in the season that we're in, that we will not be divided by one another. We come together collectively. You said according to the unity, Father God, we are called to come together to be as one, as the body is being whole, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Father God, right now in the name of Jesus, to touch every mother that's lacking, wherever it may be in their life, for those provisions that child needs is going back to school, Father God. Let them pray the hedge of protection around their children in the mighty name of Jesus, and let them declare, decree, and speak and call things in their life. Let them speak the very destination of the power of the seed that's implanted in them before they was even coming, before they was even conceived in their womb, Father God. That was a plan you have for their life. Let the words to that mother begin to speak in the life of that child, that that child will grow up to be the entrepreneur, the pioneer in the system that we are in, that they may know and understand that they are ruled and reign and call people to be in position with the gift that they have, that they may do all that you commanded them to do. That if we walk upright, Father God, no man lacking anything in their life, and you said in your word, Father God, there's nothing you will hold. Every command that you speak over the lives of your people, Father God, both young and old, Father God, let it come to full term and fruition. Let not none abort the word of the power and the presence of the Holy Ghost, but we will move with authority, Father God, knowing to you, Father God, you gave us to call things that be not of the word, knowing to declare to you, Father God, that everything and all things are possible. Father God, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus, go to all the distant countries and all the distant lands, Father God, those who are praying for this USA in the name of Jesus. Touch every one of the, command centers, the army, the navy, the air force. Let them all come together. They go out and begin to protect the borders, Father God, that they would come together with the Spirit to begin to speak and tell them about the presence and the power of the Holy Ghost. Father God, we thank you for this time and this moment as we begin to pray even more, Father God, in the Spirit. Oh, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, Lord, as you touch and rule, Father God, in the midst of the lives of all those people in those particular areas of the ministry, Father God, that they may know and understand when they begin to speak a word to their people, that they're training up armies of men to go out to Judea and Samaria and other most parts of the world to command the word of God and such through the Holy Ghost, that through you, Father God, there'll be nothing to come against the word, no phantom, no demon, that it'll touch the hearts and prick them, Father God, to the point that they will know and understand in the season of the end. The words that you have given them are truth and thought through the power and presence of their soul, that their spirit may move, Father God, that you have gave them the ability to move in such a way that they will know and understand that who they are. And you said in your word, Father God, we have been in Christ Jesus, Father God, and we are knowing and understanding and realizing the time, the things we need to speak. You said we are speaking according to the word that we may gain the soul to the kingdom in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I thank you right now for all those who are out there going through afflictions, all the old folks' homes, all those who are making decisions about their insurance plans as they begin to grow older, Father God, even the very things that's going on with the Social Security, all those men who are crippled, all those women, God, who are crippled, all who's going through very problems in their life, challenges, Father God, help them in the name of Jesus, going to every household, God, throughout the United States and every foreign country, Father God, let your spirit begin to move, let it convict and let it arrest, let it shut down everything that's house that's not like God, that it may come and understand and realize that you are God, and beside you there's no other. Oh, Rasinda Barasu Koroso, Yitambandere Sekanandrasananambada, Panda Barasa Pan, Borumbumbudi, Yurasinga Rasi, Adadan, Nembanderasamo, Yukandada Sitadanda, Rasi de Nambaro Candidando. Oh, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you right now for everyone is in a bed of affliction, in the ICU, wherever it may be, in the hospital, Father God, whatever problem or proclivity they may be having in their life, Father God, send forth your angels in the name of Jesus, as you did with the centurion soldier, Father God, who felt that he wasn't worthy to come under your roof, but he declared, Father God, by the power of your word, Father God, even as you begin to speak it in the book of Genesis, Father God, that the Holy Spirit was waiting and commanding under the unction and authority of the Holy Ghost. And when it began to move, Father God, you called everything to position to be right the way you want it to be. Father God, even as you be moving that same spirit through the corridors of the hospitals, all those who are sick, let everything in their body begin to line up according to the blood. And you declared in your word that the devil can't cross the blood. So we thank you, Father God, for the very conquering of the power of the blood, that what you shed on the cross for remission of every one of our sins, that we may know and understand it in our life, Father God. Have been given an opportunity to the tree of life, Father God, as we begin to move and know that you, Father God, that everything and all things are already made possible, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, every hospital, Father God, that's any kind of administration of any kind of phantom, Father God, we loose it in the name of Jesus. We command the hands of the surgeons right now that they will move, Father God, with the very syringes and scalpels, Father God, to make the careful incision, Father God, not to kill, but to heal in the name of Jesus. And we declare right now by the authority and the power of the Holy Spirit, as you begin to govern your men and women of God over every sanctuary across the world, Father God, be it big or small, Father God, that you will govern and rule and reign, and you will get them in the position to be convicted under the authority of the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit. All the calls and all the every answers of prayer that I have to answer on this week, Father God. So many thousands are going through things in their life. But Father God, I believe in the name of Jesus, the prayers of the fervent man will all those who answer prayer, Father God, but know and understand that you will move, Father God, according to your word. You said a fervent prayer of a righteous man or woman, it's availing much. Father God, we ask you to avail in the life of the people, that they may know and understand in the midst of all the chaos that's going on through all the world, Father God, you have gave them a promise according to the word of God. You said that you came that they may have the life and have it more abundantly, Father God. We ask you, Father God, to make that come to full truth right now in the name of Jesus, as they continue to believe according to the word of Mark 9:23, that him that believeth, you said all things are possible, that him that believe, Father God, make believers out of your believers, that they may know and go out to all the world and begin to complain about the very things, Father God, proclaim the truth, proclaim the power, proclaim the grace, proclaim all that you have given them, Father God, has been men and women of God, that they may gather more souls, Father God, not in their own, but to the kingdom of God, that they may know, and in the midst of all the problems and proclivities they're going through, Father God, they get the God that can bring them out of anything and everything. Oh, I thank you, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Oh, I feel you moving right now. I thank you, Father God, for the very work that we're doing here at HNLC. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we begin to stretch our arms, begin to probe the globe, Father God, and do all that you commanded us to do, Father God. Let the hearts and the mind of people be pricked in the name of Jesus, that they come under the unction and authority, not in my voice, but through the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit. Oh, I'm asking, Father God, to rule in ways that you never thought you would ever rule in the life of all the people, every disbeliever, everyone who feel that the position in their life is not coming to fruition, Father God, make them know and understand that you are right there with them, Father God. Your word is declared, Father God, in Psalms 46, that you are very present help in a very present time of need. Father God, I'm asking you to go into that White House in the name of Jesus with all the problems that's going on and probing throughout all that very area of Washington, Father God. Look over all those, Father God, in the Senate, all those in the Republican office, all those in the Democratic Party, Father God. Let them all begin to come together to be as one, that we may know and understand the only way we're going to win this, God, that we got to come under the admission and authority of the Holy Spirit, as a man of God declared according to Psalms 133, how good is a man to dwell together in unity, Father God. Bring the man and woman of God, not by any kind of denomination or party, but come together to be as one, that we may strive together to be as one, that may fight the very fight, and that's the enemy that's coming against us, that's called a division in this land, Father God. We ask you to lift them up, Father God, make them strong, Father God, even as the married man is a leader in the position that he's going through all the scrutiny that's on him today, Father God. We ask you to bless him. That's right, in the name of Jesus. Lift him up and give him the spirit to know and understand, Father God, the things that he's proclaiming and doing is not up to you, Father God, because you said your word was founded, this world was founded, this area, the United States, was founded on the kingdom and the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit. Father God, make that word come fruition right now in the name of Jesus. And sometimes, Father God, we don't know what to pray and what we ought to pray, but we believe and we begin to speak a shanda mandando rosso coro boca ilam barra seda bandende de la banda so coro no monde yala bahand rosende de candelo sede ila bande ronda dare sengando ros inde da handa hala baro ros comando do do se ele rasta. You will give us word that we need to say, the time we need to say it, that everything that we speak out of our mouth will come to full term and full fruition according to the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit. Father God, let your word begin to rule and let it rain, Father God. I'm asking you to bring it down like the water from the sky. Let it not go back in evaporation, but believe according to the word that everything that you begin to claim, Father God, that you've spoken before the foundation of the world has got to come to full term and full fruition. Father God, make the people realize and understand that you are God, Father God, and besides you, there's no other, Father God. Thank you, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Father God, we know, Father God, that every family is going through a struggle, Father God. Touch them, whatever they need to be touched, whatever finances need to be bought for rightness, Father God. Make them right, Father God, because you said in your word, if they believe you, Father God, there's nothing you will hold from them, Father God. Let them believe and understand that money is not the biggest blessing in the kingdom, but under the authority and the power of the presence of the Holy Spirit. You said in your word in Psalms 91, Father God, 1,000 may fall on the left, 1,000 may fall on the right, but you said in your word will not come near you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that yea, though we may walk through seem to be shadows of valley of death in the midst of the season that we're in, Father God, you said the rod and the staff will comfort us, the leaders in truth, Father God, that we may know and understand that you're God and beside you there's no other. Let the word, let the power and the presence of your illumination and transformation begin to rule and reign in every area of the life of every individual. Let the mind that be in us be in you also, Father God, that we know we carry a kingdom according to the Spirit. And Father God, the kingdom that's in us will come to full term to know and understand that your word and your promise has got to come to pass, knowing through you, Father God, that everything you proceeded out of your mouth will go forward and will not come back void, but it will do all that you declared it to do in the name of Jesus. Oh, I thank you, Father God, for the power and the presence of your Holy Ghost. Father God, move in the name of Jesus by the illumination, by the authority, by the supernatural power and authority of the words of the mouth that come out of the mouth of your priests and your prophets in the season of their hand, Father God, that we may know and understand that in the midst of all the chaos that's going on around the world, you wanted to solidify us, Father God. You will bring pure solidification to all those things that's out of area, Father God, that we may speak and call things in the midst of knowing through you, Father God, that everything and all things are possible. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, every conference that's going on around the world, whatever it may be, Father God, we ask you to be in the midst, Father God, and set the atmosphere that when they begin to pray, Father God, that the power and the presence of the Holy Ghost will come in and you will show signs, wonders, and miracles in the midst of all the things that they may do and say. Let us not come in or talk or performance, speaking anything of ourselves, but through the manifestation of the power and the illumination of the Holy Ghost. You said in your word, Father God, that the word killeth, that the letter killeth, but the Spirit brings life. Give us life through the Spirit, Father God, that we may break forth the kingdoms inside of us, Father God, the thing that you birthed in us before we were born and created and designed on this earth, Father God. You called us to be prophets, priests, and apostles before the season, Father God, that we may know and speak according to all that you have put in them, Father God. You said in your word, Father, you gave some to be apostles, Father God. You said some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, some to be pastors, some to be teachers for the edifying of the ministry, Father God, for the ministration to move forward in a way that the body may come full together to be unity and be as one. Let us not be divided, Father God, but let all those who position to teach us and help us to go forth to do the work you called us to do, let it come forth, Father God, that we may know and understand in the midst of the work that we're doing and the season that we're in, that no weapon formed, no weapon created, no weapon designed or engineered against the work of your people should prosper in the season. Win, that we may know and understand that you are ruler and reigner over all things. And I believe right now in the name of Jesus, every problem that's going on in the life of any individual on a very individual basis, Father God, I'm beginning to ask you to touch them, Father God, whatever it be in their body, let it line up according to the blood. And you said in your word, Father God, that the devil can't
I command the word not of myself, but through the authority of the power and the presence of the Holy Ghost, that they may know and understand, Father God, it's you and beside you. There is no other, Father God. Let your word begin to come, Lord. Let it begin to convict them. Let it begin to arrest them. Let it prick their hearts to the bone, that they may know and understand that in you, Father God, that everything and all things are possible. You said in your word, Father God, you will not hold anything from your and the women of God, that your words will go forth and they will not come back void. But you said you're not a God that you should lie, nor the son of any man that you would have to repent. You gave us a commandment with the things that's going on around the world, that you would come in the midst of all that's going on, and you begin to bring it to where you want it to be according to your word and your promise in the kingdom of God. Yeah, you said it, Lord, that your word will not go back void. You said it would accomplish and do all that therein. Look over the man, the woman of God is a part of the team of HNLC. Trust them as they go out to the area, parts of the globe and the USA, Father God, command and declare them and speak a word according to the kingdom. They may know and understand it's in you, Father God, that everything and all things are possible. Oh, Father God, it seems that we done prayed and we don't know how to pray no more, Father God. We done prayed with 1,000 tongues, but we release the anointing and the power and the presence of the Holy Ghost, that these men and women, God, may know and understand, Father God, you are in a season. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. And whatever they may ask you, Father God, to him that believe, Father God, all things are possible. And I believe that you're going to touch this nation, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you are shut down the modern day never. Jesus, in the name of Jesus, that they begin to know and understand that as a fourth that they can't reckon with, that you may know and believe and declare when you speak a word in the land, it's got to come to pass. And we thank you, Father God, for the word, the illumination, the power, the direction, the authority, and the promises of the Holy Ghost, that in the midst of all that we do in the season that we're in, we may know and understand that you're always in control according to your will, your purpose, and your power, your glory, that all things and everything is already made possible according to you, Father God. We thank you for this time, this moment. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I decree and declare, Father God, that everything that I speak will go to the third heaven. It be a word to go forth, a will, and should not go back void, but it is already accomplished in all that and therein. Father God, thank you in the name of Jesus, as you put your hand around the remnant, in the name of Jesus, all the young children, all the young men and women of God that's throughout the world, Father God, show them, convict them, arrest them, let them know that you love them, Father God, and you got a plan for their life is really more than what they can see. Oh, I thank you right now in the name of the Most High God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I plead the blood and declare it's got to go forth, and it will come to full term in the name of Jesus. No aborting, Father God, that you may know and understand that when you speak a word, it's got to be what you said it's going to be. These things we speak not of ourselves, but of the power of the Most High God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I pray, Lord, amen, 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 and amen. Want to get us a little teaching in here as we continue to wait for those who are calling in. We got a whole full line of people on the line today. We thank God for all the Jews coming in, especially from our distant countries and land. All those who are a part of our team that's out traveling and doing this in different parts of the country and the area, the states and the cities. We ask God to look over them and keep them safe as they begin to move about and do the work of the kingdom of God, that they may come back with great and powerful testimonies about the things they have came and overcame and done and heard through the word of the kingdom of God that spoke through their mouth and their spirit in the name of Jesus. For those who are calling in on tonight, we want to let you know you can call in at 929-477-1191. That's going to be 929-477-1191. That'll get you into the studio. And if you have something you have to say, a question has been asked, you just hit that number one button on your dial. We'll light you up. Well, let's go ahead and get moving here. I'm going to talk about a powerful word that Paul spoke over here to the people in Thessalonians. Paul brought some very strong information to them concerning as he began to go forth and the season that he was in, and the word that God had put in his heart to bring to the people and applaud them for the gift that they were doing and the work to keep them lifted up before all those around them, that they may continue to rule and do the work that God has called Paul and Silas to do as they begin to speak to the people over in Thessalonica, the Thessalonians. And it speaks over here in the area of the book of Thessalonians. For those who are turning with us, we're going to look at it from the Amplified Version. We're going to look at a little bit from the King James Version. We're going to get some real good understanding out of this word, because Paul makes us a strong address here about those who are walking in the way that God wants them to walk, because the blessings are always proceeding before them. You know, we speak about that in Psalms 84:11, the word of God declares, if we walk upright, you know, there's no good thing he will hold from us. That's if we walk upright. You know, when we seek ye first the kingdom,
us. That's in the book of Matthew 6:33. You know, everything will be added unto us. You know, he talks about that in Isaiah. I was kind of hesitating on that. What about Isaiah? When Isaiah speaks over there in that area, the 55th verse, chapter of Isaiah, he talks about my ways, your ways, my thoughts, your thoughts. Around that 55, 8, 9, and 10, he talks about a powerful word, how to command the word of God is always proceeding to go forth. But Paul began to speak to the people in Thessalonians, the First Thessalonians to the Thessalonians, or the Thessalonians of Thessalonia. Paul, Silas, or Timothy unto the church of Thessalonians, and God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Now he speaks a word about the grace be unto you and the peace of God and our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. And this is common in the days when they begin to greet the people and they begin to come before them like we do today, like we open up with prayer today. Paul is praying specific prayers and words that God has given them to address them in such a way that now he's opening up the way for the Holy Spirit to speak through him. And this is really careful how you do this when you come to addressing God's people and be in prayer, when you come before a service. You always want to open up a prayer before we eat, before we break bread. It's important that we pray that God has his protection over us. Paul says to in the first verse over in that gunt again, he said, Paul and Silas or Timothy unto the church of Thessalonians, which God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, remember who he addresses. Like we begin to open up with prayer, you know, Father God, we thank you for this food in the name of Jesus. Lord, we declare that to be healthy, that it's good in our body. The word of God tells us to pray over everything that we eat, because we live in the times now, so much fast food, moving back and forth, even the stuff we grow in our gardens, it's a tossed down seed from what they actually preempt from another quick growing source, and then we plant the same thing and rebooting it all over again. But God declared, decreed that we would eat things and it won't bring any harm to us. That's if we pray. So Paul begins to speak a word to the people over in Thessalonians. He said, God the Father and the Son, God Lord Jesus Christ, excuse me, and grace be unto you in the peace from our Father and Lord Jesus Christ. And he speaks something strong here. He said, we give thanks to God always. And always making mention of you in our prayers. Now, this is strong what Paul says, right? When you look at this from a point that we should always keep the word of God before us. We should never get up anywhere or go anywhere without being tuned in the Holy Spirit. You always got to stay in tune with the Holy Spirit. Whether you're just walking down the street, you're behind that so-called, oh, Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah. You know, you want to keep in tune. You never want to get yourself attached from the Holy Spirit. Whenever at times you may say something, whether it be under your breath, whether you're just speaking, always give God reverence in prayer, praying that you go forth, that he's guarding you, keeping you. As the word of God talks about in Psalms 1, you know, blesses the man who walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the way of the sinner, nor sit in the seat of the scoffer. But the delight is when we continue to pray. So Paul begins to speak that we give thanks always for you. He's praying about the mention of things they've been hearing about the people in Thessalonia. It's keeping up the commands that Paul left with them and teaching them the word of God. And so he gives back, giving them gratitude about he's thanking them for that, because, you know, his work is not in vain. When we pray for someone and we see someone coming along, we believe it's our prayers to help them. And if we see how they come along in the older age or the younger age, as they begin to grow and mature in the kingdom of God, we know we had something to do with that in teaching them the ways of God. The Bible said when you raise up a child, whether it be a mentor or whatever it may be, you ought to want to do the things in the way that they'll be pleasing to the kingdom of God. Of course, God already made you to be a prophet before the nation. That's everybody's got a gift in them, according to the book of Jeremiah 1:5, if you was created in your mother's womb. God called you to be a prophet before the nation. But what we got to do is get before mentors that can help us move forward in doing what God called us to do. Amen. We want to make sure we have good mentors. How do we find good mentors? Not because of the size of the edifice, how he preached, how many rings, how many robes, how many titles, degrees it has, but when the Holy Spirit leads you to that person, that's going to be the person who will help and mentor you. We talk about the word about Naaman, when Naaman was on that great battle. They say he was a man of valor, and he went and found that young girl in that battle and brought him back, and she was actually helping in the kitchen with his wife, and that, you know, it's amazing how she gave a word to how Naaman can be healed from his leprosy. And in the midst of Naaman receiving the power of that word from that young girl, his wife began to tell him. We know the letter went out to the king, and the king began to call some discrepancies to the point that he called the enemy to come in and stop the work that was about to happen in Naaman's life, that he was going to see the man of God, and the man of God was going to go tell him to go dip. But that's another story. But we understand the part in which we're saying there. and talking about how the enemy, when you're moving forward, he's always going to try to come in and cause disruption or cause dissension among your ranks. And that's when you really got to pray that your team stay together and be as one. Paul begins to go ahead and speak a great word, and it's a testifying word to how we be obedient and how we always address things before we come into anything with prayer. Paul addressed the people. He said, Paul, Silas, and Timothy, the church of Thessalonians, which is God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. He gave the word that grace. He didn't come to them to try to slander them any kind of way, because the word God gave everyone is grace. See, we got grace because sometimes we may slip and fall. Is anyone perfect? No. The word of God declares that if any man without sin cast the first stone. But you can't just use grace in such a way that you use it as a tool, that every time you sin, if you're dealing with something, you got to know how to break that stronghold that you have, whether it be gossiping, whether it be talking, whether it be whatever it may be that's not pleasing to the word of God, whether it be hearing things, repeating information. You know, sometimes you can be a bad report for the kingdom of God. You say you love the Lord, but you go out repeating things that you're not supposed to say. You got anger, you got malice against your sister, and the word of God tells us, strive peace with all men, that, you know, this thing may come to fruition, that we may know and understand that it's all from the Lord. Paul goes to speak over here in the area of verse 3, and notice how he said, he's remembered without ceasing your work. Paul's remembering the things, the deeds. When you a man of woman of God, you're doing the work, people are not going to forget the work that you're doing. It's not that you, you know, it's not how big the work is, how broad spread the work is. It's your loyalty in the work. You know, the things people look for you to be able to, get kudos. You know, they want to know that, you know, you're this, you're that. You know, this is how they want to know you, by title and name. But the word of God says, you know, the work, you know, as Paul began to, not Paul, but as James going down to the church of Jerusalem in the book of James, and he gets into it with Martin Luther. And Martin Luther brings a strong word over in James chapter 2. He says, surely a man that says he has faith in the work, not surely a man that work is dead. Well, Paul speaks the same thing right here to the people of Thessalonians. He said, in the second verse, he said, we give thanks to God always for all we mention you in our prayers. And he says in the third verse, remember without ceasing your work. You know, that's what I'm saying. They're working toward the work of the kingdom. They're working toward showing the people how the kingdom of God is supposed to operate. And Paul's hearing these things to people that's passing through the city, that's going abroad. Hey, go hang out with the people in Thessalonians. They got a word going. Paul left a very powerful spirit over there. Go to Charles Ellis' ministry. Charles Ellis got a great word coming there. Go to whoever ministry, this, that, yada, yada, whoever it may be. They're going to hear about the works, because not only is just the work, it's the demonstration that's going to come through you believing. No, that's why James began to speak about that word over there. And he says, show me a man that says he has faith without work, and I'll show you a man's work is dead. Whenever you come into a praise center, whatever it may be, whatever atmosphere you may be, the word of God said, well, two or three got in the midst, that he will be there also. Now, you know, when the presence of God is in two or three in the midst, that means it doesn't matter. You don't need a whole lot of people around you to get a healing, to hear the power of God move on your life. You don't got to be in a great assembly of people to see the power of God move in your life. Am I anywhere? We're talking about Paul and Silas over there in jail, praying songs and hymns, and the illumination that God came through and knocked open steel in the name of Jesus and loosed the very bands, not only the bands, but the power of the gates that was open. And they believed and declared the creed, and the men that we know that's actually looking over them began to go to the point of try to crucify himself or kill himself. But Paul to touch himself. He over here in this third verse, over here in Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians verse 3, remember without ceasing your work of faith and labor of the Lord, a labor of love, excuse me. And that's a big thing in the Bible. You got to have love. If you're going to receive the anointing, the power of God, you're going to have love. I mean, you got to get rid of all the malice and hate in your heart. You're going to have love. That's the first command that Christ has for you to receive the power, authority, Holy Spirit. You got to have love. He said, love and patience and hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. All those three things, love, patience, and hope. And where, if we got love, we got patience in the wrong thing. If we begin to love and have patience going, see, if we're waiting for the wrong thing, oh, I got this thing. Yeah, I'm waiting on that. I'm, you know, in other words, you hit all this, I'm believing God for it. I'm believing God for it. But the patience, it depends what kind of patience you're waiting in. I want to make sure I make this clear. Because sometimes we can wait, our patience can be in the wrong way of receiving. You know, we can be in the patience of expecting the wrong thing, or having expectations of the wrong thing. Not being able to pray and ask God if something, the promotion we have going forward, the healing our body. We got to do it in the labor and the love, forgiving, praying, and songs and hymns, as Paul and Silas did, as Paul began to speak to the people over here in Thessalonica about how they began to always be praying for them. See, Paul constantly prayed for them constantly because he knew the work they were doing. But in the midst of Paul praying for them, the people had patience. And with the patience, they had the hope of the Lord Jesus Christ in the sight of the God our Father. Now, he makes it strong here. The labor of love and patience and hope in our Lord Jesus Christ in the sight of God. Listen how he says, in the sight of God. That means when I walk with Christ and I'm doing the work of Christ, my sight, when people look at me, they got to know that I'm walking in the Holy Spirit. They got to know that's the Holy, that man, they're walking in the Holy Ghost. That's the power of God on him. His way, his character, the way he carries himself, the way he acts, the way he treats people, that's just loving him. That's just the way he is. He's just a man of love. He goes on and speaks over here in the fourth verse. He said, knowing, brethren, beloved, your election of God. Listen to me. When you're walking in the love of God, it shows election. It's like a presidential election. You become like a banner. Well, I wish I could be like him. I can pray like him. But see, that's still not the thing that you really need to look at also, because sometimes you can look at a person, see them walking one way, but they can't all multiple types of demons in their background. So what you do, the Bible says, you got to learn to have a relationship. And when you begin to have a relationship, you say, hey, man, you know, I've been noticing, you know, man, you seem to be always praying all the time. You seem to be very enthusiastic in the Lord. You know, what you doing tonight? I want to do a little Bible study with you. You begin to find out how that person is. And when you find out how the person is, you may find small things in that individual that's not pleasing to you. And this is what you got to understand. Just because a person's got a glitch doesn't mean they don't still love God. See, when you have some things in your life like the apostles did, like the old minor prophets did, God dealt with them, but they quickly got back in line because they love the Lord. We talk about David. We talk about all the things that happened with Obadiah. We talk about all these different things that happened with Elijah. You know, these guys went through proclivities. They went through changes in their life. And ever one man never walked this world, they never went through any kind of physical change to the point that they altered his mind. That was Jesus Christ. So when we have problems in our life, we got to still understand that grace is always there with us to bring us back into position of where we see be, where we need to be. That when we walk, our election will be known. Like we got an election, we got a banner on our back. Like it says over there in the book of Isaiah, when the enemy comes in like a flood, he didn't say he's a flutter. He said he's like one. That means when you're bombarded with circumstances and situations in your life, oh, you got to hear me on this. When you're bombarded with circumstances and situations in your life, the type of banner you raise up going through that situation determines the kind of man or woman of God you are. Do you trust in the Lord? Do you pray for those who despitefully use you? Do you believe in the word of God? When he talks about how he'll make your enemies your footstool, how he talks in Psalms 91, that 1,000 are falling on the left, 1,000 are falling on the right, that fret not thyself, according to Psalm 37, that against evildoers, nor envy thyself because of the work of men. Look here, you got to make yourself an election. That when you make yourself an election in the sight of men and women God around you, when you're going through challenges and changes in your life, the power God is always to lift you up in the midst of whatever seems to try to grieve you, to make you feel other than what God commanded you to be. He speaks over here in the area of verse 5. He said, for the gospel came unto me. Look what he says. Not in words only. Look how he said, it came unto me, not unto you in words only. That means Paul said, I'm presenting myself not because of my robe, not because of my title, not because of my name. I'm putting myself because I'm an election. I'm like a candidate for the kingdom of God. I'm not coming to you with a persuasive word to get you to vote for me, to be with me. It's going to be the power of God that when I speak, it's going to draw you in the name of Jesus. I don't need a whole lot of words to make it sound good. I don't need a lot of oral talk or performance, but through the power of God. It's amazing when you can recognize the power of God through your illumination. In other words, through your very witnessing of the power and the study to know that a man of God that in the midst of when you are in, that he's right. Yes, son of Odo said he's right there with you, that your spirit will identify the work of the power of the presence of the Holy Spirit in that God and that man of God's life. Look what he says. Paul says that here. Knowing, brethren, beloved, your election of God, for our gospel cannot in the words only, but also in power and the Holy Ghost. And much assurance as we know what manner of men we were among you for our sake. Paul said, I didn't come in here trying to be, you know, I ain't trying to come in to be something I'm not. I didn't come out here try to domesticate the word of God. I didn't come try to subtract the word of God in any shape, form, or fashion. Because I don't need no kind of laws in the words to make me feel good about what I'm doing.
Because when I speak, it's going to speak through, my words are going to bring forth demonstration and power through illumination. That means the words I speak is going to bring conviction to you. Conviction to make you want to know and declare that the word of God is in your life, that no weapon formed against you. The word of God, when we speak over in Acts chapter 4, he said the same thing to them, not just in Acts chapter 4, but when Paul began to speak to the people in Corinth. But Acts chapter 4, he spoke about a cold word and a powerful word. I call it a cold word because it was smooth. You know, he came in them tough. He said he spoke to the people and the captain of the sentence. He made those people down in Acts chapter 4, the first four verses, he made them upset and mad. Why did they get upset and mad? Because they spoke the word of Jesus Christ, the resurrection from the dead. But the same thing, Paul came to him in Thessalonians. He spoke a word to him, and he declared to them that I'm not coming to you with any kind of persuasive words or any kind of thing to make you feel persuasive toward me. It's going to be my demonstration that's among you that you will know who I am for your sake through the Holy Spirit. Because he says over in verse chapter 5, in 1 Thessalonians 5, he said, for the gospel came unto you, not in words only, but also in power. That means that's something that's way beyond what I'm doing. When you talk about the Roman soldier, you talk about in Luke chapter 7, you know, that book of Matthew, it talks about the simultaneous of a story. But when you read about the word of God, when that Roman soldier said that it wasn't worthy, they gave demonstrations about the Roman soldier. The man said, whoa, this man is a great man of God. He built synagogues for the people. God said, okay. Jesus said, okay, yeah, cool. Yeah, okay, what's up? Where he at? But he's sick, you know. But he came to bring me the word to let you know that you're not worthy to come under his roof. But he said he believed in your preaching and what you said, that if you just send the word in the name of Jesus, that he believed that he'll be healed. The man of God declared in the creek when they came and told Jesus that, and Jesus said, I have not seen such great faith like this among all the people of Israel. But when he sent the word out there, the Bible said when the man began to leave the presence of the power of God, oh, I hear you, out here. I hear you, Holy Ghost. When he began to leave, they said before he even got home that the soldier was healed from every position and thing that was going on in his body, every opposite inner illness that was going on in his body, God had healed that man of God because he believed. The word of God declares according to Mark 9:23, if I can just believe that all things, am I in there? Paul began to speak a word to them, but I just don't come to you with words. I don't come to you with all kind of all talk or performance, but it's going to be my power and demonstration. Going to let you know that when I move, the power of God will move with me. And the Bible declares that if any man that be in Christ, they was in Christ because they gave the Holy Ghost all that he needs to bring themselves as a display before the power and the illumination of God. The Bible declares that if any man that be in Christ, he be a new creature, that all old things have passed away, that behold, because I walk in the Holy Ghost, that all things in my life become new, that when I become brand new, when I come before the presence of any man or woman of God, they're going to see the anointing, the power of God up all in my life. That's what Paul began to speak to them over in the book of Thessalonians. He began to let them know in the sixth verse. And it came, it became followers. Look, and they became, see, when they spoke in verse 5, they became followers of us, and the Lord having received the word with much affliction. It's amazing when you can receive the word with much affliction. Because the word of God says, in this work, there's going to be persecutions. There's going to be trials. There's going to be people that are going to put their gums on you. Am I in there anywhere? But you got to be maintained in the name of Jesus. Paul declared in the creed that you got to have the love and patience that you may know and understand in the midst of verse 3. He said that I will remember you for the deeds that you have done. See, when you get a bad report about you and who you are and how you handle the situation, that thing begin to rain. But they got this thing that's going on called talking billboards. I'm talking about the humans with a head. They begin to display the word of God to people about what you've done and how you've done it. See, they ain't got no other way but try to tear you down about who you are and who you are. That's their job to do that. But I'm telling you, when you walk with the power of God, when you walk with the Holy Ghost, am I in there? God will begin to give you demonstration through the Spirit that when you begin to do an act and you begin to do all that God called you to do, your name will begin to reign through Samaria and Judea and all the uttermost parts of the world, like here at H&M. We all out in Africa, all out in India, all out in Dubai, all out and all around Germany, all around Rome, France, Italy. We everywhere that people are listening to the word of God. We get an invitation to come to places all over the world every day, but we can't make it every day. But we're building up disciples, men and women of God, who have a heart for God, that whatever city they may be in, that they may demonstrate and go out and do the word of God in such a way that it bring full assurance to the power of God and much affliction that they may go through. They will believe and declare that their affliction is not to bring them down, because it's the power of God that's working in their life. Paul began to speak a word, and you became followers of us,
And the Lord, having received the word of God with much affliction, think about that, the things that Paul had to do when he had to go to the roll call straight, being knocked off his beast in Acts chapter 9. And not only that, he had to go down and deal with all these Pharisees and these Sadducees, these Sanhedrins, all those who disbelieved that he was doing the work of the kingdom of God. Think about Jesus when he left and he declared the word over the disciples in the name of Jesus, that when I get up off this cross and I get up on high, but I'm going to go down first and I'm going to beat hell up out of hell. But when I come up, I'm going to bring everything that I need to bring back to loose the captive. That when I go up on high, when I go before the Father, I'm going to send back a confidence called the Holy Ghost, and it will lead you into all truth. When the man, the disciples, begin to go forth and do their work, they faced all kind of havoc from the Roman soldiers, all those at the bottom that talked about them and put them out and wished to persecute them because the power of the word was moving in. Like, man and woman, God, listen to me. When you begin to do the word, you're going to suffer much affliction and much persecution on behalf of the kingdom of God. But the Bible declares and tells me, according to Romans 8, but I reckon for the suffering this present time, as I compare to the weight of glory that may be revealed. God's got a plan and a blessing for your life. If you just walk upright and stay on the path and don't look back, not to the left, not to the right, but believe that God's plan for your life is really more than what you can see. Paul began to speak that they, you received the word in much affliction, but with joy through the Holy Ghost. I used to never understand it, but mother said, you got to be happy when you're going through time. How you going to be happy, mama, when this thing happened? They did me like this. God said, no. He said, no, you got to love them. You got to love them who despitefully use you. But see, when you're young and immature, you don't know that. So that's how you know you become developed in the word of God. When you begin to forgive your enemies, I have a testimony in the name of Jesus. That was a woman on TV the other day. And when that woman was on TV the other day, some man had killed her son. And she grieved and she grieved and she grieved. But when it came down to the hearing of that young man who killed her son, I'm talking about how the God would stick a man, the God would stick a, he would stick a stake through your heart. When that young man that killed her only son came to trial, and she's requested that that young man, that she severed that young man and prayed for him during the midst of the trial. And that young man began to bawl to the point that he couldn't even be quiet, that the Holy Spirit convicted him, even though the land judged him for so many years in prison. But he bawled, that young man bawled through the whole trial, that when they sentenced him, he still couldn't raise his hand up, his head up, because God made him an instant missionary, an instant minister in the prison of the walls of that system. Called him, convicted him, arrested him about the woman who came in his life and held him up to what he didn't have in his life. A lot of young people run around here with no good mentors because you want to be popular. You want to be known before man. No. You don't want to be known good before man. You want to be known before God. Then when God creates you and designs you, he can design you a way that can no man design you. That's why when God said, when you walk upright, when you know that God got a plan for your life, there's no good thing he will hold from you because you walk upright. That's the part. That's the power of God working through you. When he sends somebody to heal you and touch you and make you help and help you to go forth in what the work God called you to do. No more tearing down, no more talking about, no more gossiping, but believing in the midst of all when they come at you. That the Bible said, I will make your enemy your footstool. I believe that young man that went into prison, he said a whole lot of people in prison behind walls. And he became accustomed to a point that he was a minister in prison. God called him to the discipleship inside the walls of the prison. That deliver man who was in there, that the system would never let go. The word of God declares over in the book of 1 Thessalonians, and you look on 1 Thessalonians, you look over that 7th verse, he says, so that we were examples. See, God wants you to be an example. You got people who want to use, let me read this out to you, because I want to help you here. So that you may, that you were example to all that believe in Macedonia and Asia. Come on, somebody. See, God said, I'm going to make an example out of you. When that young man got convicted from killing that only woman's son, that woman came up and sat beside him and released the power of God in his life. That when he got inside the prison wall, oh, you don't want to hear me. When he got inside the prison wall, he became an automatic evangelist. He was just like Apostle Paul on the road to Damascus. But on his Damascus came in the faith of another man's life, that he may have to raise up other lives in the system that never will have to see the daylight ever again, or walk in normal society like they should walk. God brought the word of God inside the system through an incident in the streets that made him a great man of God, inside the walls of the prison. He may be in there for life, but he's going to change a whole lot of lives. Paul begins to speak the word of God over there, and I like when he's speaking in the 8th verse. He said, from you sound out the word. Look here. For you sounding out the word of the Lord, not only in Macedonia and Asia, but also in every place. Look here. Your faith to God, word is spread abroad so that we need not to speak anything. That when you come before people, say, you're a man of God, ain't you? I have it happen to me all the time. I walk in supermarkets. I walk in stores. I walk in malls. They say something about you. I say, it's the Holy Ghost. They say, what? I say, it's the Holy Ghost. Yeah, no, I don't believe in all that stuff. And they're going to walk on. But see, everybody ain't going to receive, but they recognize what's on you. They recognize what's on you. And when they said, when I said the Holy Ghost, God knew that they were going to reject me right on the spot. But he planted a seed on them. When they opened their mouth and they opened that door up and said, they said, something about you. And when I got in, it's through the Holy. I didn't even have to pray for them. I said, it's the Holy Ghost. I said, I'm just a man of the Holy Ghost. I walk in the Holy Ghost. I walk in the Holy Spirit. He said, oh, man, I'm that stuff, man. See, he didn't know he opened up the door. And when he opened the door, the Holy Spirit came in. And now he's probably going home looking into what is the Holy Spirit all about? Am I listening to what people say? Or do I need to get off in the Word and find out what is the Holy Spirit for myself? And how can I receive him? The Bible says you got to become instituted to the point that you got to study God, word to the point that you may know that you give up your own. See, you got to have a personal relationship with Christ. Your personal relationship don't reside on men coming to introduce you. God wants you to be introduced through the Spirit. I may carry the Holy Ghost, but when I speak it, he's going to introduce it to you. Because when you sleep, then I can't sleep. I can't sleep. And the Bible says you ain't going to get no sleep either until you do what I'm telling you to do. That's the power of God. I remember the first call was in my life when I was 16. I remember a story to tell people how I used to see angels on the field, how I thought something was wrong with my head. You know, it's a couple of books I'm writing and been out for a while, but they ain't been released to the public because I don't need to release them to the public because I'm not trying to go out here to write stuff to make myself available to be known before anybody. I'm only be known by the power of God. If you really want to hear what I have to say, hear the words that come out of my mouth. Now, you can read them, but it's not the same because when God gives me something, it's going to come fresh off the press. It's going to be no prescript stuff. When God gives you a fresh word, it's an illuminated word. Now, I ain't going to sit around and think about what I'm going to preach. It's amazing. It's been times and I want you to hear me. But this is a testimony that I want to tell you about something that happened here just last week. And it happens all the time with me. It happens all the time with me. My wife was, as she always do, very brilliant speaker, very great woman of God, and all that she do. But when I was I was sitting there watching her study, and I can pull some of her tablets out, and it's a monuments of great words that she had put in. She can write all kinds of novels and books about what the, because she's a dreamer, and she's the kind of person, she's a visionary. She sees things all the time. You know, I say, well, that's some scary stuff. You see stuff all the time, but what you see in me, but I'll be praying with her. But what I'm saying is she was studying that night. And when she was studying that night, the Lord told me, relax. He said, relax. He said, don't. Now he didn't say, don't think it wrong. He said, don't look at the word. Now this happens a lot of times. He said, don't look at the word, but keep your mouth and your mind stayed on me. And he said, before you wake up in the morning, I'm going to have what I want you to preach. See, this is what I'm saying. When you come, when you're moving in the Holy Spirit, you may have a few pieces of paper, like when the Holy Spirit gave me a word over in Acts chapter 4, and it said that in that 11th verse, he said he gave some, you guys can come over there with me, because he gave this to me in the morning. He do this all the time with me all the time. I study and study and study, but God said, that was for your teaching. That was for your learning, but that ain't what I want you to speak. Because there's somebody that's got a word I don't want you to hear. And it's going to come straight through the Holy Spirit. See, when you can't prescript the Holy Ghost, I tell people that all the time, you can study to show yourself approved. But when you come in the midst of a crowd, you don't know what's in that crowd that need help. That's why you got too much men in the way and not enough Holy Ghost moving forward. Because they're going to study at night to preach what they want to preach. But when the Holy Ghost give you what he wants you to say, and then the great signs and wonders of beginning to move in that house, and whatever God revealed unto them will come to fruition. The word of God declared over here in the book of Acts. I love the book of Acts. Over in the book of Ephesians chapter 4. And it says in the 11th verse, and he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers. And I looked at the 12th verse, and it was really, I said, Lord, I know. He said, no, keep reading. He said, for the perfecting, that word perfecting, you really got to understand what perfecting, to bring to fruition, to bring to completion. Listen to me. When the Holy Spirit gives you something, he ain't going to give you nothing half-cocked. When God said it's going to be what it's going to be, when you think about, oh, now I'm going to go back on this a little bit more because we're going to understand. But when God gives you something to give to somebody, it's not going to come what you have spoke or read about the other day. When God give you a word, he give you a word to perfect in that which you don't see. That's why he says in 1 Corinthians that eyes have not seen and ears have not heard, and neither has it entered into the heart, come on somebody, of any man. That, look here, that's not what you prepared through your education, the things that God had for those who love him. He goes on down. He speaks a very illuminated word in that 10th and that 11th verse. He said, for man only knows the things of man, but no man knows the things of the spirit. When I begin to read this word over here about the division of God altogether, the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, you see, this when you read that, it's a category altogether. It's just 11th verse itself. See, the body ain't separated. See, when you talk about Corinthians talking about the diversities of different gifts, but all the same spirit. Oh, I'm talking to somebody listening. He said, there are diversities, but they're all the same spirit. The apostle ain't no greater than the prophet. The prophet ain't no greater than the evangelist. Look at me. Come on, somebody. The pastor ain't no greater than the teacher. Listen to me. When you got a football team, basketball team, corporation, business, or whatever, everybody works together for one same purpose under that logo. I don't care if you're in the NFL and you're part of this squad, that squad, or whatever squad you may be in. Listen to me, man of God. Everything represents the National Football League or the NBA, whether the East, West, North, or South. Whether that sign say T.I., Samson, GM, Chrysler, whatever it may be. That's what you're going to rep because you're in that house and you representing the logo and you're getting, oh, Lord, I'm helping somebody. That's what you receive your benefits from, that logo. But when he said over here in this area, for the perfecting of the saints, listen to me, for the work of the ministry. You go back to the book of James, and James began to break the word. Him and Martin Luther got into it before James went down there to be the chief priest of Jerusalem. He says, show me a man that has works, have faith with no works, I'll show you a man work is dead. When you go into those particular buildings, whether it be Chrysler, GM, NFL, Global, NBA, whatever, you're going to have to work. And by you working, your notability comes known. What the GM or what the NBA or what the NFL gave you. So when you meet somebody, where you work? I work at GM. Where you work? I work at Christ. I play pro ball. I go to college. That logo represents you. And under that logo, you're known by who you under. See, the same thing is with the body of Christ. The Bible says when you become a man of God, when he begins to speak the word of God, oh, you better listen. I got to get out of here. I want you to hear me. When he begins to speak the word of God, he begins to make a strong statement about how it is that if you are in Christ, you become a new creature. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. He begins to speak a word on you that you got to come to the confession. And when you become to the confession, that when you fill out your application, whatever industry you fill out your application for. Now, I hope that you would fill your application out for the kingdom of God. But the only way you're going to fill your application out for the kingdom of God, he's just a specific way you got to fill out my application if you're going to work for me. And the application comes over in the book of Romans 10 and 9, at 10, 8, 9, and 11. He said, but what sayest thou, the word of God is nigh thee, even in thy mouth. You're getting ready to be doing an interview right now. Because the word of God says that when you become ready, let me go into the, he said, but what sayest thou, the word of God is even in their mouth, but even in their heart. Oh, Jesus. The word of faith which I preach, that if I shall confess with thy mouth, that the Lord Jesus shall believe in what? Thy heart, that heart again, that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Now listen to me. Hear the heart go again. For with the heart a man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made. It's made unto salvation. Now the 11th verse said, for the scriptures say that whoever believeth on him should not be ashamed. See, when God hired you into his company, he's not going to make you a rinky-dink
the sideline like they do in the natural rookie. When you go into a plant, a place, or whatever, supervisor, leader, whatever you're going to be, you're representing. See, people get it mixed up. Well, I'm a supervisor. Well, I'm a CFO. I'm this, that. Don't matter. You're still under the logo. Even though you think you may make a little bit more money than everybody else, when the time comes for you to retire and get out of there, and I'm talking about the real retirement. I heard the man of God, Jesse Perez, begin to speak a word over at Victory Outreach. He said every soul has got to get in one side whole. But according to the word of God and how you present your body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable, that of a reasonable sort, that be not conformed to this world. Am I there? But be transformed by the renewing of your mind. God is trying to get you to believe in my hand, anybody, to understand and realize that when he employed you, the work that he had put in you be like no other man. When God said, told Jeremiah, you need to go down to the potter's house. You need to see the very potter that's on the wheel is marred. Baby, when you came to Christ, you were marred. But the Bible declared that when the instruments that was around the potter was there, then he took the very clay and smashed it on the ground, that he was able to make them again and over again to make it right. In other words, the potter had all the instruments. They made to make whatever was more rightful to be able to go into the cooker. And when you cook it and make it heat, it becomes hard that people can use it to be able to thirsty. Oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus, God trying to use you as a pitcher. Jeremiah begins to speak the word that you come to my offering as a broken cistern. That means you're receiving the word of God, not to the full effect of what God wants you to bring it to. But then when you go out in the cares of world, you begin to leak and seep, and that whatever was in you begin to leak out. That when you get out there in the world, the things that you used to do are coming right back on you all over. Oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I'm trying to help you. That God is trying to get you to be solid in your walk. That when you're clad in the creed according to the book of Ephesians, he said, I'm trying to bring you together to perfect the gift that's in you. That when the gift get perfected in you, you become the minister to edify the whole body as being one. You're no longer going to be separated as being the apostle, as being the prophet, as being the pastor teacher. You all one in Christ Jesus. And the Bible declares, according to verse 13, till you come to the unity of faith and the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man. God is trying to make you perfect. Maybe you're on the potter's wheel, but as tools he got in the kingdom of God that will straighten you out, that when he put you on extreme heat in the name of Jesus, maybe you will withstand all the things that the enemy may throw at you. The Bible says if you in Christ, then there's no weapon formed against you that shall prosper, and not that you'll be able to stand. I don't know about you and where you are and what you're going through in your life and what it may be that you're dealing with, but I heard the word of God say, if you believe and trust in the word that I have spoken to you through the kingdom of God, and through the manifestation of the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit, I will by no means turn you down for whatever I have for you in your life. That God's got a plan for you. The plan that God has for you is really more than what you can see. You got to understand that the Bible said, if any man to be in Christ, he's a new creature. God wants you to be a new creature. He wants you to come to the reason to realize that in your life you need salvation. And salvation, God will impute everything in you that you need in your life, that you may go abroad and do all that God commanded you to be. Somebody out there needs the word of salvation. In the name of Jesus, and I'm the one to bring it to you right now in the name of Jesus. The word of God declares like this, as I open up, that anybody that's out there, if you need a prayer, matter of fact, you need a prayer at all, God's got something for you that's really more than what you can see. Am I in there with somebody? The Bible declares the creed that in the midst as you begin to go forth, God wants you to know and understand that he's got a plan that supersedes far beyond more than you can imagine. He got something for you. He loves you. He needs you to realize and understand that the work he got through is really more than what you can see. God got something that's going to help you to come out of the very dilemma and the very problem that you're dealing with. He speaks a word about the process of salvation and how he brings you to be what he wanted you to be. The word of God said the prayer of salvation says God loves you and sin separated people from Jesus. Jesus died for you and my sins, that we all may live again, that we may come to the unity of the love of Christ in such a way that be the very man and woman God he called to do the work here on earth. The Bible gives the very word to get you to be able to speak and say, he said, if I confess with my mouth and believe in my heart that God raised him from the dead, the Bible said, you shall be saved. Come on, somebody. You can pray with me in the name of Jesus. Say, Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, I repent of all my sins. And Lord, I open my heart to let you come inside of me. Jesus, you are my Lord and Savior. I believe you died for all my sins. And when you died, you were raised from the dead. Am I in there? Fill me with the Holy Spirit.
thank you, Father, for saving me. In Jesus' name, I pray, Lord, amen. Now, you don't take this word to the aisles of your church. You become an automatic evangelist when you begin to speak this word. Because God's now looking forward to you to go out to all the world and begin to claim that what he has given unto you, that you may be the righteous of God. And whatever the righteousness of God that God has imputed in you, he wants you to be the walker, the demonstrator, the declare, the creator for him in the season that you're in. Most of you don't know much about HNLC Studios, Harvest New Life Church. I want you to, look, donate it to this ministry. Don't be afraid to donate it to this ministry. Don't be afraid to be a part of this ministry. All you have to do is go to harvestnewlifechurch.com. Go to donations. Leave a generous donation to this ministry to help the work continue to go forward. I know it's a great word. But when you leave a great word, when you leave a donation, I want you to leave a prayer request as well. I want you to go to harvestnlc@gmail.com. For those who want to give me a call, you can call me at 214-778-5219. Once again, if you want to call, you got a prayer request, you need someone to pray with you, call me, 214-778-5219. I'll be glad to do just what the work of God has called me. I'm not to sit back and try to look at myself and be great, but what God has done in me. It's a blessing to be with you guys. I'm telling you, as always, pray for my team as they begin to go out to different parts of the United States and the world, bringing forth the word of God in the season at the end. Each and every one of you, God bless you. God, thank you. We thank you for just being with us on tonight. All right? Hey, God bless you.